It's the 250th anniversary of Addenbrooke's Hospital. The original hospital was established on Trumpington Street thanks to Dr. John Addenbrooke, who left £4,500, and I love this phrase, to hire and fit up, purchase or erect a small physical hospital in the town of Cambridge for poor people. I've been speaking to the present-day Chief Executive, Roland Sinker.
I'm on a tremendous opportunity today to, I think, pause and reflect on what's happened to the hospital and the developments that have come about for our patients over the last 250 years, and to be able to celebrate that with our local population, with the people we serve. And it's fantastic to see so many people coming to the hospital today and their real interest in what we're trying to do.
And a lot of those achievements, of course, have come through this very hospital and the research work that's gone on alongside it through those 250 years.
I think that's right. I think first and foremost, we're a local hospital for local people, but we clearly have a regional and national, and in some cases international, profile in terms of being at the absolute cutting edge of health and care and life sciences. And I think as we look forward, we will continue to serve our local people as we have done. But the opportunities with AstraZeneca, Papworth Hospital, the university, all being on site together, you know, are really very exciting for people.
The NHS, of course, is omnipresent in our lives and the news, and of course, you know, for those people who have to attend the hospital. Do you think that your predecessors over the past 250 years really faced variations of the same problem?
I'm sure they did, and I have nothing but, you know, praise for my predecessors here. They've all moved the hospital on, and you can see wherever you go in the organisation, the legacy and the developments that were driven forward by my predecessors. I mean, we're clearly going through very energising times at the moment, but these will be no more or less energising than I'm sure they were 50 years ago. They're just different flavours. And the important thing is we look at those challenges in a measured and sensible way, and we work with our staff and patients and local partners to think of how we can best provide care through these challenges.
Yeah. And a lot of changes, of course, going on at the moment around the hospital, new buildings going up. What do you think, not necessarily the next 250 years has in store, but certainly the next 5-10 years?
So I think for the hospital right now, what I'm most keen to do is to build on the success of the last year in responding to the Care Quality Commission's recommendations. And our staff and partners have really thrown their shoulder to the wheel to deliver that stability and improvement. And the CQC re-inspection in February of this year was really very supportive and warm in tone, saying, look, you're on with the things that we've asked you to get on with. So that's the right now. But clearly, we're also thinking very hard now as a board and as a leadership team about the next 5 and 10 years. And there's how can we improve the quality of our estate? How can we reduce waiting times? How can we improve the quality of care delivered to patients when they come here? And then beyond that, what's our relationship with the university, AstraZeneca, Papworth? And how does the campus help spread the benefits to the people of Cambridge?
Because that is the challenge for you, I suppose, of balancing the work which is going on. You mentioned AstraZeneca. If you're not keeping the Care Quality Commission happy, then really the job isn't done.
No, and I don't think we should be thinking about keeping the Care Quality Commission happy. What we should be thinking about doing is making good use of taxpayers' money, delivering the best possible quality of care, innovating our services with our patients and for our patients. And that's about delivering the core of a really superb hospital. If you're doing that well, then it gives you the time and energy to think about, so how do we play nationally and internationally? But you go and think about national and international excitement without sorting out the running of the hospital, and I think you get into difficult water.